Hello, and welcome back to another week of Selective Hearing. I'm your host, Julie DeMar, and I am so happy to be here with you guys today. Listen, I know you can hear it in my voice. The school cooties have got me, and I guess it would not be right for me to record a couple episodes for you with the school cootie voice. I swear, like maybe part of season one, but I recorded like half of my episodes congested because of the school germs. So here is what I will dub my original host voice, because I am here with you and I am overcoming this first round of back to school germs. Thank you guys for being here, and let's go ahead and push through. This week has been a very interesting one for me, aside from fighting off germs. I've had this word, if you will, sitting on my heart, and it started on Sunday. On Sunday, I sat through a sermon with Pastor Lisa Brooks. So if you guys have been on the internet, I know you cannot miss her. She has the viral video that is circling around the internet. So if you, regardless if you are a believer or not, I know you've heard the, here I go, ooh, don't share this. I do not want it to be butchered and ruin her moment. But she has been sharing the devil is a liar. Yeah. So she is a pastor, so I have been sitting through, she's from Michigan, she is absolutely amazing, so I've been sitting through virtually her sermons lately. So on Sunday, she was talking about standing still and like changing, and what I took away from her sermon was how standing still is actually not a form of protection, it's a hindrance. And it really, really stuck with me. And it had me thinking about how this ties into how we look at ourselves and what others actually see when they look at us. And that was a question that she posed during the sermon as well. It's like, how do we see ourselves? What do others see when they look at us? And so she really asked a question that had me asking questions, obviously, which was, are you truly a work in progress, or is that just an excuse to keep practicing the same behaviors and patterns that you've been doing your entire life? And even though it's a tough question, it's a very important one. So I wrote this beautiful blog post about all of it, and it's out today. So if you go to selectivehearingshow.com, you can actually read that blog post, and there's just so much to unpack in it. And you know, I wrap it up as beautiful as I can with my words, and I put this beautiful bow on it, and it really just describes how Sunday made me feel. And even as I was listening to the playback of Monday's episode before submitting it to stream, how the word stagnant came up a few times and how I addressed that. So head over to my website and read that, and make sure that you get with me and let me know what you think. So today, what I'll be diving into is something else that has been really tugging at me this week, and that is influence. And influence has been on my mind a lot. And I think about influence all the time as a mom and as someone who's taking on the role that I have with the things that I discuss on this podcast, the things that I write about, the things that are now, you know, going into books and blogs, and the responsibility that comes with that. But I really circle back to influence as a mom and how it's important not only to be mindful of the influence that I have, you know, because it all starts in the home, but the influence that I'm having, the influence that my husband is having on our children. I started thinking beyond the influence that other adults have on our children. And I started thinking about the influence that kids actually have on them. This came up because I was scrolling. You know, I'm sick. I spent a few days in bed. And in bed, you know, you get into these scroll patterns. I don't know if you're like me when you're like, oh, I'm completely checked out, I don't feel good, and I'm either sleeping, watching a show, the show's watching me, or I might be scrolling, but I'm just kind of disconnected from all the stuff that's going on because I'm just not feeling too hot. So those first few days of just being laid up in misery when the germs took me off my feet, I was scrolling and I came across a video, and the video was speaking about how children influence other children. And it made me start reflecting on my own childhood and how the things that I was exposed to at home carried over into how I interacted with other kids. And it was like, regardless if those things were good or bad, I had to really think about how my behaviors and my attitudes really truly affected my peers. And not just my peers, but even the other people within the school. And obviously, I didn't realize it at the time, but you know, hindsight is definitely 20/20. So naturally, that led me to having some conversations with my own kids. You know, both my little ones are also in school now, so things are different. My village consists of more people because I view, if you want to call it your village or your community, but I view everyone that is outside of my home who has my children for any extended period of time a part of our village or community. The educators at the school are a part of our village and community. They are influencing my child's belief system. So they are very much an important part of this growth thing. I started thinking about, but the kids are there too. And the kids, their friends, their classmates, you know, everyone that they interact with, these are also people that have become a part of our community. So I was like, it's time to start having some conversations. Even though, you know, I asked them after school, how's your day going or what happened? I started asking some questions that were a little bit deeper about what they're actually experiencing with their friends. So I wanted to know what's going on with your friends. What kind of games are you guys playing? What are the rules to the games that you guys play? Who's around or who's included? How are you handling things that are not so good? Because when my children are at home, and let me tell you, I got two boys with big, big energy. You hear me talk about it all the time. My kids get scrappy with one another, and I'm always playing mediator. I swear I live with the Ninja Turtles, the Power Rangers, and WWE Monday Night Raw level wrestlers 7 days a week. So I'm constantly jumping in there, having to help them navigate their emotions, having to help them figure out how to communicate with each other without ripping each other's heads off. And so I'm like, at school, when you're with your friends and things come up that make you not feel good or things come up that make you sad or angry, like, how are you handling these things? I'm going to tell you guys what came out of that. Like, I had a really good talk with my oldest, who's 6 years old now. He is kind of a follower, which, I mean, he's six. We're still working on things. But I encouraged him to stand up for himself. In a way that won't, you know, end all his relationships, but in a way that will help him be more confident in becoming a leader. And I'm not saying that, you know, every kid has to be a leader, but I want my kid to have both qualities. I want him to end up getting to the point where he's like, okay, well, in this situation, it's okay for me to follow someone else's lead because I'm learning and it's important for us to learn. We're never going to know everything. But in this situation, I'm confident enough and I am knowledgeable enough for me to take the lead. And I feel like this kind of starts on the playground. I encouraged him to stand up for himself and I made a few suggestions. And I'm like, if things are coming up that aren't so good or games are coming up that may not be appropriate, I was like, here's an idea. And I told him, hey, how about you say to your friends, that's not a good idea. Because not only are we focusing on you not getting in trouble, but we don't want our friends to get in trouble or to be doing things that aren't so safe either. So I'm like, hey, you can say that's not a good idea. And I was like, and if they don't want to listen, you can walk away and find other kids to play with. I was like, we even practiced a few scenarios to help build up confidence. And I also reminded him that, you know, if you're not feeling too sure about things, you can always go ask an adult for help or ask an adult, okay, is this okay? Can you help me with this the same way you do at home when I kind of help coach you and your brother through certain situations so you can know how to handle yourself? And I really just started thinking about, like, it's important we give how important it is to give our kids tools to handle themselves in situations like this, because let's be real, like, our kids are in the village almost just as much as they're in the home with us. That village really does include the educators, their friends, the families of their friends. Like, it goes very, very deep. So it's up to all of us to be really intentional with our teachings, with our influences, because we're really shaping these little amazing humans, even when we don't realize it. I think this message really resonated with me to the point of me feeling like, let's talk about it today. It's because it's how I'm navigating parenthood, and influences everywhere, and it's just about what to teach them directly, but also like the subtle messages they pick up when they're in the world around them. And as a parent, I know I can't control everything. I can't stop every influence, but I feel like we can 100% equip our kids to make thoughtful decisions and to be mindful and to understand that the impact that and influence that they'll also have on others. And this is all a part of that ripple effect that we always talk about when trying to shift the world into something better. Man, like this week I've been just sitting with it, and it made me a little more conscious about the kind of influence that I want to have, not just on my kids, but on everyone that I encounter. And it's a big, you know, lead by example thing. So I hope that this sparks some reflection in you as well, whether you're a parent or a mentor or an educator or just someone who is thinking about even the role that influence plays in your life. So thank you, everyone, for spending time with me today. Stuffy nose, congestion, you know, and all. And I hope that this episode gave you something to think about. I really would love to hear your thoughts. So here I go. If you're not following me on social media, I want to know why. So you need to get over to all of your favorite social media platforms and type in Selective Hearing Show or Julie DeMar. Find me, follow me, jump in the comments, share with me your thoughts. Also, you can always feel free to reach out to me directly at www.selectivehearingshow.com. And don't forget to check out that blog post that I mentioned earlier if you are clicking through my website, because there's so much more to dive into there. Just until next time, remember to be really intentional and mindful. And remember that growth is always possible as long as we're willing to do the work. So everyone, stay safe and healthy. And I'm going to take my own advice. And until next week, this is Selective Hearing.